Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different is road bowling. Yes, it's a well-known sport in County Cork, but what's the state of the sport today? And can we expect more things from it in the year ahead? Joining me now is Seamus O'Tooma, bowling correspondent for the Irish Examiner. Seamus, how are you?
Very good, very good.
So listen,
I'm just confused on all those fonts there now, but I'm trying to get my head straight.
Well, listen, this is going to be a lot simpler because we're going to talk about balls rolling down a road is my understanding of it. So we should be able to do this. Listen, you know, I'm going to ask you some very cliched questions here, but I think, you know, a dirty dub like me who's never played road bowlings, it's a 2 kilometer throwing of a ball down a road. Like, at source, it's quite a simple game, is my understanding. But you tell me.
Yeah, well, it is a simple game. I suppose the easiest way for somebody to understand the game really is to compare it to something like golf. Mm. It's very, very similar in the sense that the idea is to get from point A to point B in the least number of throws. And in a sense, you know, if you look at most of the games we play, they're derived from that sort of a concept.
So
in that sense it's not terribly different, but you're right in saying that I suppose it's not a rule that's a sport that's lumbered by too many rules. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, there are rules and so on and so forth, but you know, it's basically getting from point A to point B in the least number of throws. There's normally there's a starting line and a finishing line painted on the road, and but I suppose negotiating between those lines is the tricky part, because there are turns and twists, and the camber of the road makes a difference, and the surface of the road makes a difference, and all of those things. So you have to engage with all of those. Plus, I suppose there's, and again, I suppose very like golf, it's from a psychological perspective, you're there on your own competing with somebody else, and you know, there can be a lot of pressure on, and how you deal with that and so on is a big thing as well.
And where is it played? Is it played outside of Cork? Has it like graduated to New York like the GAA has and things like that?
Well, it has. I mean, in Munster, it's, as you say, primarily played in Cork, but also quite extensively in County Waterford. And in terms of the Munster Championships, there are players from 5 of the Munster counties. We don't have players from County Clare, as far as I know, but from Limerick, Kerry, Tipperary and Waterford and Cork. And then in Ulster, Armagh is the main county, but it's also extensively played in Tyrone and also in County Monaghan. So it's played there. And then there's a, you know, historically, the sport has been played for a long, long time, for probably as long as it's been played in Cork and Armagh in County Mayo. And it was historically also played in County Galway.
Okay.
And it's also played in County Louth. And there actually is a club in Dublin.
Okay. And then presumably, right, so it's 2 kilometres. So, I mean, you know, when they have marathons and stuff, they have to close off roads. I mean, I presume roads are closed. You're not driving a car and suddenly a bowl comes at you.
Well, it depends. I suppose for things like the All-Ireland Finals and King and Queen of the Roads and these kind of competitions, the roads are closed. There's an official road closure. No, emergency traffic and so on and so forth gets through, and local traffic, but not the normal traffic is not getting through for those ones. But I mean, if you think about it, like, there are hundreds of clubs and people are out playing, you know, small competitions on, you know, weekend and evenings in the summertime and so on. The roads are not closed in those occasions. But, when you come on, you'll see signs saying road bowling ahead. And, they will be watching and flagging you down to slow you down and so on and so forth.
I've never seen one of those signs. I mean, you see strange signs and you think, are there really deer here? And, you know, stuff like that. But road bowling. There's actually lots of text coming in. Is it related in any way to the puck fada? There's a similar basic structure as an event. What about that?
Yeah. I think the puck fada is I think the idea for the puck fada was taken from road bowling.
Okay.
I think it's a very similar concept. And I think that's probably where, because initially in 1884, road bowling was part of the GA, and it was part of the GA for a number of years, for a reason that's lost on me, and I don't know, but it was dropped by the GA at some point, and Michael Cusick was quite cross about this because he was a big fan of the sport.
Right.
So in that sense, you know, the idea of the puck fada is very, very similar to bowling, and I think that idea of the puck fada comes directly from bowling.
Yeah. And but by the way, actually, someone texted in saying, was there ever talk of this becoming a GAA sport? So there you know, it was at some stage. And it's bowling as opposed to bowling, just to be clear.
Well, again, I suppose we have to be careful there.
Well, you do. Sure, I can just.
Yeah. Well, in Cork, people say bowling.
Right.
But in Waterford, our neighbours, and I'm living very close to Waterford here, people normally say bowling.
Okay.
In Ulster, the tradition has been to call it bullets or road bowls. And historically, in the west of Ireland, it was called bulleting.
Okay.
Because what we play with nowadays, and I mean nowadays for the last 150 years or more, is actually a cannonball. And that's why this is where the word bullet comes from. So somebody with a bit of ingenuity somewhere along the line said, oh, these cannonballs are more or less the size of what we need. No, in a sense, I say they're cannonballs, but today's competition bowls are made in India. They're absolutely spherical. They're absolutely the correct weight. They're exactly the perfect consistency. But, you know, if you went back, we'll say, to the 1960s, 70s, you know, so on and so forth, they were mostly made locally by foundries, the people who make the covers for manhole covers and all these kinds of things, you know.
Yeah.
They were traditionally the people who made them, but nowadays it's not the case. They're all made and they're all very specific in ways and they're all completely spherical.
Yeah. So tell me this, you know, one would assume, well, I would, and I'm being pejorative, of course, that this is played by, you know, men of a certain vintage with caps on their heads. But I presume there's more, there's some young people playing this.
Yeah. I mean, look, the vast majority of people playing are young people. And I suppose one of the things that we're noticing now is what we call the COVID dividend.
Okay.
Where a lot of young people, they weren't able to do much else during COVID, but they were able to play the sport locally on their own road near their house with their friends, their family and so on and so forth. So what we're seeing is an upsurge in really exciting talent of, you know, people in their teens and early 20s. And I suppose, you know, I would say they are bowling at a level now that we haven't seen for a long, long time.
Wow. And so you are appointed by the Irish Examiner, who in their wisdom wanted a bowling correspondent. So, I mean, it's big enough that a national newspaper is, you know, appointing a correspondent.
Yeah, well, I suppose I've been doing that since the 1980s.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I've never read your byline. My apologies.
Well, you know, there's always a first. You can.
So, you know, how often do you cover it then? How often?
I have a regular column once a week, but then if there's, you know, things like All Ireland's or other things like that, it'll be on more often. And, you know, like, you know, the way newspapers have gone now, a lot of stuff is online.
Yeah.
So, you know, tendency now is to put a lot more stuff online. So, you know, in the high competition season, it would be on more often.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Fascinating stuff. And presumably then you're a bowler. Is that the correct noun?
Well,
yourself? I just call him a bowler, but I'm trying to use the correct language.
Yes, it's the correct term, but I think it's stretching the definition a little bit to call me one. I mean, I play the game, but not at the level that I could be a fan would call me a bowler. The same way as, you know, maybe somebody plays hurling or whatever, but they mightn't be a hurler in that regard. No, I played the game, and I've played the game all my life, and that's one of the nice things about the sport. You can play it when you're a kid, you know, you can play it when you're 8, sure. You can play it when you're 88. So I've been playing it all my life, but not very well.
Well, listen, I have to start reading your column because it's been fascinating talking to you. That has been Seamus O'Tooma, who's the bowling correspondent. He's not sure if he's a bowler. Sounds like he might be to me for the Irish Examiner. Seamus, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.